Leading the news this morning, the Christmas Island Detention Centre is overflowing now because of a surge in asylum seeker arrivals. More than 2,200 asylum seekers are being detained on the island. That's about 200 above the official capacity. Now, this has forced authorities to house some asylum seekers in tents. Thousands of Australians will have their cars recalled due to a potential airbag defect. Japanese car makers are recalling more than 3 million cars worldwide because the fault could set off seat airbags. Toyota, Nissan, Honda and Mazda have recalled some of their models manufactured between late 2000 and 2004. The G8 group of nations has condemned North Korea's nuclear activities and threatened to impose new sanctions. The eight nations have urged North Korea to refrain from further provocative acts. The ABC's been told oil and gas producer Woodside Petroleum plans to abandon its proposed gas processing hub at James Price Point, north of Broome. The resources giant is expected to make an announcement this morning on the $45 billion project. There has been staunch opposition to the project from environmentalists, residents and some traditional owners. And the ABC's revealed details of text messages between Essendon coach James Hird and the man at the centre of the AFL doping scandal, Stephen Dank. The text messages suggest Hird knew about a controversial supplement regime at the club, but it's still unclear whether he used the drugs himself or whether they were banned substances.